that might loosely, this is like not a good argument, but okay, so some of the other vignettes in Love Bomb are kind of appalling.
Shall we give a few little bits? So
I'm thinking first and foremost the futurist.
Ah, yes. Please do just a little bullet points.
So this piece definitely is saying that futurism is the same as, like, Italian futurism circa like 1908 is speaking the same violent rhetoric of the American South during the same time period, juxtaposing excerpts from Marinetti's Futurist Manifesto against the retelling of a story of several black men being lynched in Springfield, Missouri.
Yes.
Which I first off just like stop that. and more importantly, like, some of the visuals being shown definitely include Tatlin's monument to the Third International as a lynching, like, as like a gallows or like a lynching post. And it's like, if anything, like, so first off, like, that connection is so loose, and it's like, okay, so they're both speaking violent rhetoric, but that doesn't, like, this is like a very metaphorical violence by way of the futurists, and like, yeah, they all became fascists, but they weren't in 1908. Like, this was not where they were at.
As someone who knew nothing about Italian futurism, I did not take it with the grains of salt that I needed to. And so I was like, oh, this could make sense as far as if you're talking about violence through language, which I think is an extremely real thing. Like, that is a way that violence is replicated over and over again, just through similarities and rhetoric.
Right. And
but
like,
it is to absolute bullshit,
yeah,
you're right.
No, and like, if you have, like, no idea what you're going into, that, like, okay, thematically plays into this notion of, like, repeated trauma. Okay, sure. But, like, just, Tatlin was a constructivist.
Anyway, we're getting a little bit off topic here. So that was one of the more appalling bits. There were a couple of others that I can sort of I can just sort of slide in a couple more anecdotes. So one little clip, well, it was a long clip. It was a clip of a white woman dancing with a series of, I would not call them a tribe. I don't know what they would refer to themselves as, but it was very much, it was an image primitivizing a group of young people, and they were dancing to music together, and over it had a sing-along style series of white title cards that were going on. So something that I think this piece did really well was framing really terrible and horrific looking things with really pretty, like, very, I would almost say cutesy sort of music, which was odd. There was another piece where this man and this woman were doing a duet together, and they were just making out, and then slowly as they're singing, she just starts to go down on him. And but it still visually looked adorable. And that was what got me, was how these works were sort of like sensationalized in a way that made us willing to consume,
to go with it.
Yeah,
but like, the point that I wanted to go to earlier with like this total misinformation in the futurism equals American racism, or the violence of futurism is like equatable to that, is sort of like, granted, this is a little bit before the time, or a little bit after the time this film was made. It was like made in 2003 or 4.
Yeah, it was 2003, I believe.
But I feel like that kind of speaks to notions of like this sort of like untrustable, like untrustworthy news sources and a sort of like fake news aesthetic, mm-hmm. that like, if we're positing this whole film as like something that's like being consumed as in internet media or internet medium product, like, it could be kind of highlighting that you shouldn't trust things just because they're said. That being said, I do want to acknowledge it's like giving the filmmaker like maybe a little too much credit.